Welcome to this Apple Watch OS version 3 demo, and in this demo I want to take you through setting up Taptic Time with VoiceOver on your Apple Watch. And in order to do this, I'm actually going to first show you how to set it up on your iPhone, and then we'll go and use it on the Apple Watch. And for those people that are not aware of Taptic Time, it's where you can touch your watch face to get hours, minutes, or just minutes vibrated back to you without actually getting the watch speaking the time out, which is very good when you want to discreetly check the time in a meeting, etc. Okay, so first of all, let me just get my iPhone here, and I'm going to open up the Apple Watch app by just asking Siri. Hey Siri, open watch. And of course, Taptic Time is in VoiceOver, which is under General and Accessibility. So I'm going to touch at the top of my screen here.
My watch, heading.
And I'm going to flick down to General.
Settings.
And of course, I'm search flicking field to the right with VoiceOver here.
David's Apple Watch 3, my faces, edit faces, modular, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, X Large, complications, notifications, app layout, dock, General, button.
There's General, one finger double tap on General.
Selected, General. My watch, back button.
And I'm going to flick down to accessibility.
General, heading, about, but, software update, automatic app install. When this is on an airplane mode, do not disturb. Emergency SOS, watch orientation, accessibility, button.
And one finger double tap on accessibility.
Selected, accessibility, general, back button.
And flick down to voiceover.
Accessibility, heading, vision, heading, voiceover, on,
one
button.
Finger double tap on voiceover.
Selected, voiceover, accessibility, back button.
Let me flick down to Taptic Time.
VoiceOver. Heading. VoiceOver. On. VoiceOver speaks item. Tap once to select. Double tap to act. Swipe two finger. Speaking rate. Heading. Speaking rate. VoiceOver volume. VoiceOver volume. Taptic Time. On. Button.
Okay, as you can tell, my Taptic Time is currently on. So I one finger double tap on Taptic Time to go into it.
Selected. Taptic Time. VoiceOver. Back button.
And I flick to the right.
Taptic Time. Heading. Enable Taptic Time. On.
And of course, enable Taptic Time as a toggle. If I double tap it,
off.
I've turned it off. I double tap it again,
on.
I've turned it on. Okay, so I flick to the right again.
Double tap to fill hours and minutes. Triple tap to fill minutes only.
Okay, so one finger double tap to fill hours and minutes, or a one finger triple tap to just fill minutes. Now I flick to the right again.
Taptic style, heading.
And now we've got Taptic style, and we've got three choices. Well, I flick to the right.
Selected, digits.
We've got digits. Flick to the right again.
Terse.
Terse. Flick to the right again.
Morse code.
Morse code. And if I flick to the right again, because I've got digits currently selected, it's going to give me an explanation of it.
When you double tap the screen, Apple Watch will double tap for every 10 hours and single tap for each following hour, then it will follow the same pattern for minutes.
But now if I flick back to the second option.
Morse code. Terse.
And double tap on terse.
Selected. Terse.
That description will now give us a description of it.
Morse code. When you double tap the screen, Apple Watch will long tap for every 5 hours, then short tap for the remaining hours, and it will long tap for each quarter hour.
And if I flick back to the left,
Morse code.
This is going to be pretty self-explanatory, but one finger double
selected
tap on Morse code. And if I flick to the right,
when you double tap the screen, Apple Watch will tap each digit of the time in Morse code.
But what's nice about this setup screen is if I go back to my favorite one,
selected terse digits,
which is digits,
selected digits.
And I flick back to the right, past the description.
When you double tap the screen, preview button.
I can preview it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold up the phone to the actual mic, and you'll hear the vibration pattern. So I'm going to hold it up now, and I'm going to double tap on it.
Selected. Preview.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So the time is 9:58. Okay, now let me just do that for the terse one. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
When you double tap the screen, when you double Morse code, terse.
Let's double tap on terse.
Selected, terse.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Morse code, when you double tap the screen, preview button.
Let's preview this one. So I'm going to hold the phone again to the mic. And here we go, here's terse.
Selected, preview.
I'm not actually going to worry about Morse code because I don't actually use Morse code. So I'll leave that alone for you to experiment with. So I'm going to flick back to my digits one.
Preview. When you double tap the Morse code, selected, digits.
Okay, there's digits. One finger double tap on digits.
Selected. Digits.
Okay, so I'm back on digits. So now I can put my phone to sleep. So now if I get my Apple Watch here on my wrist. Now, while I've been doing this recording, I've had to pause a little bit because there was actually some noise in the hallway I'm recording here at work today. So it's now gone past 10 o'clock. So I'm going to double tap to get the hours and minutes for the current time. So I'm going to hold the watch closer to the mic and I'm going to one finger double tap my watch face. Okay, so one long pulse, which is 10, one short pulse, which is 1. Okay, so that was a one finger double tap. If I just wanted to get the minutes, one finger triple tap. Okay, I just get one pulse because it's 10:01. And as you can tell, the watch face doesn't activate. VoiceOver traps the gesture and does the appropriate taptic time. If I just touch the screen with one finger,
10:02 a.m.
Okay, I've woken up the watch. If I flick to the left,
10:02 a.m. Monday, the 12th of September.
Okay, so that's the watch speaking close to the mic. And if I just put my hand over it, put it back to sleep, and now I do a one finger double tap again, it said 10:02, so it should be one long pulse and two short pulses. Okay, and of course, I want to check the minutes only, one finger triple tap. And just in case you're wondering, you can't set taptic time up on the Apple Watch itself. But taptic time can only be set up on the watch app on your iPhone. So that completes this demo of showing you how to set up and use taptic time on your Apple Watch. So before I finish, let me just find out what the time is. So I'm just going to do a one finger double tap. Okay, it's 10:06, one long pulse for 10, and six short pulses for 10:06. And of course, if I did a one finger triple tap, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I get six short pulses just for the minutes. So that completes this demonstration of setting up taptic time on your Apple Watch. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.